Have you done the chemistry homework?
You know I haven't.
Want to copy mine?
Please.
I'll send you a photo tomorrow.
I would die for you.
You used to come here with Chip, didn't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't it bring back bad memories? We can leave if you want.
No, we can stay. It brings back good memories, if anything. We used to meet here every week. It was like a thing for us. After dark, obviously, when there were no kids around. It was kind of the highlight of my week. That probably sounds really sad.
Not at all. I think it's nice. You two were really close, weren't you?
Yeah, we were.
Well, you might be okay with staying here, but I'm not. It's freezing.
Sorry, we can go to my house if you want. My wren will probably be glad that I'm spending time with friends.
Your wren will be glad that you're spending time with friends at 2 in the morning.
Ah. No, they won't. I see your point.
I had something else in mind anyway. Come on, follow me. I made a new friend. I want you to meet them. Hi.
Oh, hey Liz. Come in.
Thank you. I brought a friend. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, of course. Hi there.
Hi, it's Asta, right?
Yep, that's me. And they them pronouns, please.
Got it. My name's Evan, he him.
Wait a minute. I know you, don't I?
No, I don't think so. I think I'd remember.
No, I do. I know you. You're one of our stalkers.
What?
Oh, she doesn't know. This just gets better and better. Well, Lizzie, my dear, Evan and his friends have made a bit of a habit of coming to watch whenever I'm on ghost duty. They do it every month, have done for years. They think I don't notice, but I do.
You know.
You're not as smooth as you think you are, Pierce. Anyway, can we wrap this up? I've got some ghost appointments.
Actually, that's exactly why we're here. We want to talk to a ghost.
Oh, okay, cool. I could probably fit you in between my next two appointments. Just wait in the other room, and I'll call you in when I'm ready.
When I agreed to an interview today, I thought it'd be with Evan.
Sorry to disappoint.
I also assumed it would be, you know, during the day.
It's technically daytime.
It's 2:30 a.m.
Exactly!
I think we might have different definitions of daytime.
You know, we can come back later if you want.
No, it's fine. I wasn't gonna sleep anyway. Ask away!
So, you're Asta's dads?
Yep. I'm Doug. That's Chris. Hello. Are either of you lactose intolerant?
No.
Not that I know of.
Great. Just dog for oat milk, then.
Does Astor always work this late?
Yep. They have their normal job at the library during the day, then their ghost business starts at midnight and runs until 5 a.m.
God, how are they functional at their normal job?
They're used to it. The kid loves keeping busy.
Do you know what they're doing in there?
Summoning a ghost, I presume?
Shut up. Some kid from the university needs to talk to a ghost for their dissertation. Interview him, you know?
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, I guess. Every few months or so. The ghosts aren't always cooperative, but we can't really help that, can we? And they can't hurt us anyway.
Doesn't stop them from trying.
Chris here once had a ghost attempt to stab him.
He didn't get me, though.
Clearly.
So, all of you are necromancers?
Yep.
Is it like a hereditary thing? Does it run in the family, or can anyone just summon a ghost?
Well, technically, anyone can learn.
Just takes a lot of practice.
And patience.
And concentration.
And not everyone has what it takes.
So, is it easier to become a necromancer if you're related to one?
Oh, no, not at all.
Neither of us are biologically related to Astor, and look how talented they are.
Oh, they're adopted?
Yeah, I actually adopted Astor with Steph, my ex, but me and Steph realized when Astor was about 5 that we were very much better as best friends, and I met Chris about a year after we split.
Does Astor still see their mom?
Oh yeah, of course. Steph lives just next door with her boyfriend Rick, and Astor sort of goes from house to house as they wish.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad you're all on good terms.
So are we.
So, do you know how long Astor's ghost appointments usually last?
Depends.
On what?
How cooperative the ghost is, how hard they are to summon, what the client actually asks the ghost.
How long do you think this one's gonna last?
Half an hour? 40 minutes?
Okay, we can work with that.
You got somewhere to be?
Asleep?
Not used to being up so late?
Oh no, I'm usually up until at least 4. I just like to pretend I'm capable of a healthy sleep schedule.
Sounds familiar.
Just like our Astor.
I think we could all do with a bit more sleep.
I might have to agree with you on that one. Not exactly an option for some of us, though.
We don't get all that much ghost business during the day.
Shame. Imagine all the sleep you could be getting.
I prefer not to imagine it. Gotta keep seeing somehow.
Lizzie, Evan, I'm ready for you.
Already?
Yeah, the ghost wasn't too cooperative. We decided to call it a day before he got too angry.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. You two coming?
We'll be right there.
Can you tell us a bit more about what it was like?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
No, I want to.
Are you sure?
Might be good for me to tell someone.
If you're 100% positive.
I am.
Okay. Tell us.
It was bad. The worst thing I've ever experienced.
I can see that.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do any of it, but I just didn't have control. I couldn't stop, and trust me, I did try. I tried so hard, but I just
I couldn't stop.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, you're going to be okay. Do you need anything? A water, a snack, a blanket?
A blanket would be nice.
Sam, get the woman a blanket.
I'm on it.
And I'm going to get you some water anyway, because it's important to stay hydrated.
You sound like my mom.
Is that a bad thing?
Not necessarily.
You know, I listened to the tape, the one from the hospital.
You did?
Yeah. You talked about your parents.
Oh yeah, I guess I did.
Do you want to talk about it?
There's not really all that much to say. I just know they won't be happy to see me. I'm going back eventually. I'm not planning on staying here forever. I just think it's too soon. They don't want to see me. I don't want to see them. I'm going to wait a few days, and then maybe I'll go back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Just checking that there wasn't something else going on.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, good.
Got you blanket? Well, it's actually three blankets, so, either you could have all three, or we can each have one. Depends on how many you need, I guess.
Thanks, Sam. One's enough.
Cool! A blanket each!
Hey!
You were meant to catch.
I caught it with my face.
Not good enough.
Ugh, rude.
Can I continue?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Carry on.
So, this is the ghost hotel.
Yep.
It's just a massive coffin.
Yep.
What did you expect?
I don't know. A hotel?
The hotel's inside.
I see.
So, who are we summoning today?
Chip Romero.
What?
I mean, that's why I brought you here. I thought you might want to see him again.
I mean, I do, of course I want to see him again, I just...
We don't have to if you don't want to.
No, I want to, I just, you could have warned me.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So, are we doing this?
Yes.
How does this work exactly?
Oh, it's pretty boring, actually. Just paperwork. First, I've got to ask you two a few questions.
Great.
You want to go first, Evan?
Sure, why not?
Full name?
Evan Wolfram Pierce.
Age?
16.
Zodiac sign?
Really? That's on the official paperwork?
Of course.
Fine, it's...
Number of teeth in the tooth lake when you were exactly 2 years and 3 seconds old.
I didn't live here when I was 2.
Hmm. You're going to have to guess.
14?
It'll do. And how many people have you killed?
None.
Okay. That's all the questions done.
Oh, thank God.
Now, on to the questions about Chip.
What?
You heard them.
So, the deceased's full name, please?
Chip Dionysus Romero.
Date of death?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
7th of January, I think?
You think?
Well, that's when he went missing.
I see. This might be a bit of a tricky one.
Oh.
I'm gonna put down the 7th of January, but if it's wrong...
What happens if it's wrong?
Let's just hope it isn't.
That's reassuring.
Shh, they're helping us.
Quality of grave?
What?
Quality of grave. Like, what's his grave like? Is it fun? Is it nice?
I don't think he has one.
Doesn't have a grave. Okay, I guess we can skip the legality of gravesite question too.
I guess.
Okay, number of seconds since death.
Ugh, you're gonna make me do maths. Ugh, do you have a calculator?
Times removed from grave?
Oh,
he doesn't have one.
Yep.
Room number in the ghost hotel?
Absolutely no clue.
And the last question.
Thank God.
What is the purpose of the summoning?
To see an old friend.
Perfect. Now, if this goes wrong, it's not my fault.
So, what happens now?
This.
So we filled all of that out just so we could burn it?
Do you want to see your friend or not?
Of course I do!
Then you'll wait patiently and see what happens.
Fine. Nothing seems to be happening.
Shut up.
No, I'm with Evan on this one. There isn't really much going...
Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written, directed, and edited by Alex Abrahams, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson. The podcast cover art is by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Gray Kilgour. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Lucy Ann Cowling as Lizzie Russell,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
Aquila Pullen as Esther Ross,
Grace Demopoulos as Rose Bell,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
the illustrious Sean Timbokin Flowers as Nikki Dixon.
Miles Jonathan Bagardino as Doug Ross.
Equinox Carnworth as
Christopher Ross.
Thank you very much to our patrons Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel, McQuaid Hiller, and Cheryl Tumboken. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod. Or if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at room56pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.